And here's Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello.
Where do we start today, Derek? Where do we start?
All right, let's, because there's a fair bit on. Let's start with the footy yesterday. And well done to Collingwood.
Yeah, really well done. Really well done. I thought that was a lovely send-off for Bucks, and he deserved a good send-off. He's been a stalwart of that footy club, and I just had a feeling that might happen yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
Before the game started. It just had the brewing of an upset all over it, and I think you saw after the game what he meant to the players. They were all getting around each other, and they just all looked relieved to me. They just looked like a big weight was off their shoulders, so that's probably exactly how they're feeling too, so... obviously, Robert Harvey now takes over for the remainder of the season, and we wait and see where Nathan Buckley ends up. I'm sure he won't be lost to footy, just a matter of where he'll be.
Yeah. All right, two games in Tassie this weekend.
Incredible, isn't it? So we'll start with North Melbourne first, because that means they'll be playing here three weekends in a row. Obviously, the Giants, the draw on Sunday. Then they've got, obviously, Brisbane this weekend, and that's a great story in itself with the two Tassie coaches facing off against each other, Chris Fagan and David Noble.
Yeah.
And then, of course, next weekend they'll have the Gold Coast Suns coming to town as well. I think the big story out of all this, though, is Essendon's coming to Tasmania for the first time in 30 years, which is just going to be enormous. They've got a massive supporter base here, the Bombers. Mm. So that one's happening on Sunday afternoon at Utah Stadium. And I dare say, I think the capacity is around 15,000 with COVID restrictions at the moment. Whether that increases by then, we'll wait and see, but I reckon it'll be a sellout nonetheless.
Agreed. So that's coming up this weekend. All right, what's happening in the TSL?
Yeah, we had a few interesting results over the weekend. Back on Friday night, which feels like an eternity ago now, we saw the Tigers knock off Glenorchy in miserable conditions at KG5. North Bonceston took care of Lauderdale, as we expected, on Saturday, and a massive win to Launceston over North Hobart. They won that one by 103 points, so... the Launceston juggernaut continues to roll on, Darren. They're a very formidable beast heading into the back half of the season.
Yep. Okay, Devonport Strikers, talking about formidable beasts, win the Lakers Seljak Cup in penalty shootout yesterday at KG5.
I'm not sure if you watched this game, Darren, but it was the most extraordinary game of local soccer I've ever seen, that's for sure. It was a pretty lacklustre first half, and even the majority of the second half until about the 80th minute when... that first goal was scored, and it just went from there, seesawing affair. You thought one team had the win in the bag, then the other one would come back and score again, went to extra time, and even late, it was late in extra time that both goals were scored, like real late for one of them. And that, as you said, sent it into the penalty shootout, and Nathan Pitchford was outstanding to get the win there. So a huge result for Devonport. They're back in the FFA Cup again later this year, which is going to be unbelievably exciting, and just a real force in Tasmanian football.
Yeah, excellent. Well done, Strikers. That's very good. And if people want to watch that game, if you go to the, I think it's called Football Taz TV, you can have a look at the stream of that. Or you can just find a link through the Devonport Strikers Facebook page. You can watch the entire game there on Facebook. It was I didn't see the whole game, but I watched bits of it. It was excellent. All right, so A-League semi-finals this week.
Yes, we do indeed. So this Saturday night, it'll be Sydney FC and Adelaide United in the first semi-final. Then the second one is on Sunday, and that's Melbourne City and Macarthur. Obviously, the two winners progress through to the grand final on June 26th, which is a Saturday. And those two teams got through to the semi-finals after Adelaide United took care of the Brisbane Roar 2-1. And after their sensational season, Central Coast were dominating, if you remember, for a large chunk of it on top of the table. They're out, unfortunately, after being beaten by Macarthur 2-0. So, a disappointing way for the Central Coast to end, but we've got a couple of good semi-finals coming up this weekend.
Yeah. NBL, grand finals coming up. So Perth are in, and we've got Melbourne and South East Melbourne tonight.
Yeah, sat up and watched the game last night, hence why I'm a little bit tired this morning. It was a 9:30 start over in the west last night for the Eastern States. So a good win, though, by Perth. They were under the pump after game one. Illawarra took care of Perth on their home court, which doesn't usually happen every day of the week. So they were forced to go to Illawarra on Saturday night, got the win, and then got the win again last night in the three-game series to take it 2-1. So as you say, Darren, they're through to the grand final, and we await the result tonight between Melbourne United and South East Melbourne Phoenix to see who'll be meeting them in the big dance. Can't wait for it later this week.
Yeah, now as far as NBL 1 goes, at this stage, the Thunder and the Chargers and the Tornadoes are still on the roster to play this weekend. I think Thunder and Torns have a game against Albury Wodonga. So you would think that game would be okay at this stage, but they also have games against the Melbourne Tigers on the Sunday. So I don't know about that. I guess just keep an eye on the Thunder, Tornadoes, Chargers websites for information about that. But at this stage, they're still on the roster, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, look, we haven't had any clarity on that either as far as media goes, so we'll just have to wait and see. But you'd think they'd have to make some sort of decision in the next 24 hours or
yeah.
so.
Yeah. All right. Now, the French Open, the Joker wins. And look, Rafael Nadal was almost unbackable, but the Joker got it done in the semi and then he rolled Tsitsipas.
Yeah, and came from two sets down to do it as well. So he is an absolute star. We know that. And I think only one behind the Grand Slam total now. I think he's on 19, maybe. And Federer and a couple others on 20. So he's not too far off the pace now. He's fast become, well, he is the world number one, we know that. But to come from two sets down in a Grand Slam final is no mean feat. So well done to him. A fantastic result, and good to see him give you, I think it was his racket he gave to someone in the crowd after the game. So he does get criticised from time to time, the Joker, but he does do some wonderful things as well. And Krejcikova took out the women's final, of course, over Pavlyuchenkova, 6-1, 2-6, 6-4. So we've got a new French Open winner there as well.
Yeah, and Wimbledon not too far away, next month, in fact. All right, Titmus, 400 freestyle, second fastest in history.
Oh, wow. How well is she going at the moment? Unbelievable, isn't she? After, you know, dominating on the first night as well, or the second night, whatever it was, in the 400, to do what she did last night as well. You know, and this is a young lady who's only 20 years old, coming off a shoulder injury as well. So we sort of came into this meet not knowing how she'd go or what sort of condition she would be in. But she's quickly shown that she is going to be unbelievable in Tokyo. And I'll tell you what, if I was Katie Ledecky watching on from the United States at the moment, I'd be a little bit panicked, I reckon, because certainly in the 400, Katie Ledecky hasn't swum that fast since the 2016 Olympics in Rio. So she'll be very, very nervous watching on, I reckon.
Yeah, that's her best event, Titmus, the 400 free. She's very good chance of winning that. Kayleigh McEwen. Now, she's been around for a little while. She's 19 now, but a world record in the 100 backstroke. Amazing.
Yeah, great result, wasn't it? She's beat the previous one by 0.12 seconds, so not much in it at all. But she said, too, that the death of her father last year drove her to do that last night. So a really lovely story that she was able to do that for her dad. But certainly going to be another force to be reckoned with over in Tokyo as well.
Yeah. All right, mate, well done, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.